Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of information. Here's what I'll tell you. Teams reached out. Some of the things that I've seen out there, they're just not true. You know, we've addressed that with those individuals. Teams have called about him. And really, we let him know what the dialogue was there. And then there's a lot of stuff out there where there's not a lot of accountability to the reports. And that's unfortunate. I don't think about those things. I think about coaching our team. You know, I think a lot of the things that were out there, speculation was... exactly what that was, speculation. We're an inside-out organization. I'm really glad to have Cooper Kupp back with us, and that's what I expect to stay that way.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Sean McVay, I expect Cooper Kupp to stay here. Mark Cabali in studio with us. Mark, do you agree with that? Did the dreams of him wearing black and gold die last night?
Oh, I would assume so. My question would be, why in the world was it floated out there in the first place?
You right? seemed right from the very beginning, much like Mulsey, you went right to the, have you seen how many games this guy has played lately?
I mean, I would take him. I mean, I wouldn't kick him out, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't kick him out of the locker room if they acquired him. I thought he would be a huge upgrade of what they have, but he has been injured the past couple of years. He is 31, depending how much you can get for him. But I just wonder why they floated that name out last week. Were they assuming to get ahead of it in order, in case they lost?
Yes.
I mean, that's the only thing I could possibly think of. I don't know why you would even think about moving on if you're...
Well, now they won't. They got proof of concept. They got him and Nacua back. They score 30 points. They win that game. Their offense... Like, they might be the best team in the NFC West now
but
with him.
But you know what? They still do have, what, one game before the trade deadline?
Seattle. Yep.
But if they beat Seattle in that game, then at worst they're like a half game out of first place.
If they beat Seattle, they'll probably be in first place.
If Seattle like beat
Tutu.
The Seahawks.
Maybe Tutu's the guy they want.
Steelers want Tutu?
No, the Rams.
Yeah. Well, they weren't throwing the ball to Tutu last night. They were throwing it to Cooper.
They were throwing it to Puka and Coop. Yeah. The Puka and Coop show.
I thought Tutu caught a couple attempts too, but... you know what? Before we even start, we should probably get this out of the way. I thought Matthew Stafford was probably one of the best pocket passers in the league after seeing that.
How about the country?
No. Tipped into the air and almost caught and then dropped.
It is picked off. And George caught it on the ground.
Yeah, he did. He picked it off.
Hold on, and one to grow on.
Looks left. Fires left. The pass intercepted up the sideline. Comes a man with the football, and that is Rashad.
Somebody texted me and said, even if you knew what was going to happen, the tweet still didn't do it justice.
Yeah, that's correct.
It was spectacular.
You've had bad tweets that have gone awry for you and gone belly up, but like in terms of instant gratification and payback for all the people who want to see those tweets blow, it was amazing.
Because it's you.
Honestly.
But at one point, didn't McCord have like a passer rating of like a 4?
Mark, at the tweet.
0.4?
Because I sent a bunch of tweets just mocking him last night. The one that did the biggest numbers was the quote tweet of the original where I said, he is proving what a great passer he is from the pocket by evenly distributing the ball to each team. At one point, he had 3 completions to Syracuse and 3 interceptions, 2 of which had already been housed.
He scored more points for Pitt last
now,
night.
Now, do you just totally disregard your mentions, or are you a little curious?
No, I'm
while
curious
this is happening?
In that. Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite?
Most of the...
I guess who from? Was there a popular
Do you know that
person?
Old Takes Exposed account? That guy?
Yeah.
So he got tagged in it by somebody,
course.
Right?
I
and here's – this was my favorite. I don't really – the old Takes Exposed guy, I'll be honest, kind of like gets boring to me, the whole shtick. He wrote back to the person basically something he has prepared. He calls him Pitt Bayless, and he says – I know.
That's a good.
And he says, I don't – in the thing, it's him explaining to various people – I don't even use Pony's tweets.
Too easy.
It's every single day for him being wrong. It wouldn't be fun, and I would be giving him just what he wants, which is engagement.
You know, one of these days you're going to have to put up a poll of Pony's best takes that gone wrong, or in our case, gone right.
Do you have a personal favorite?
This has to be up there.
I think for an individual player and game prediction, I don't think he's ever done a worse one. I mean, he said this player will be the reason Pitt is no longer unbeaten. That player is literally the reason Pitt is still unbeaten. He was the better quarterback for Pitt than Eli Holstein was yesterday. Threw more touchdowns.
I can give you a little pass considering you went to Syracuse. You got to support your alma mater.
Stunning amount of people, by the way, today have actually said, I think Pony really likes Pitt and did this on purpose and thanked him for it, basically.
Like you a knew, reverse jinx
You
thing.
Knew that you were going to put a hex now, on McCord and thank you for
you
doing
be
that.
You got to be careful of not buying into that, saying, okay, I think this, so I'm going to do this, then I'll bet on this. You know what I'm saying? That usually doesn't work. Say, I think the Steelers are going to win. So I'm going to put money on the Steelers, but I'm going to say the Steelers are going
to
lose.
I honestly did not do it to try to screw Syracuse and help Pitt win the game. I, like what Narduzzi said prior to the game, legitimately thought that he was the best pocket quarterback in the country. And just the powers of my horror.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Prediction skills lately caused him to have the worst game ever.
Do you think he saw it after the fact?
McCord?
Yes, I do. I do, actually.
Wait, you think McCord saw it?
I don't think McCord saw it before the game, but I think McCord knows about it now.
He has to.
Man, he probably hates your guts, dude. You know what you should actually do? Hold on. So is he on Twitter? Does he have like his own account? Yeah, okay.
Should Kyle I send him something?
A lot of times they're Instagram.
Why don't I?
So this has got to be him because it's him posing with a picture like a potato chip company.
Yeah, Pony goes.
Okay.
Say sorry.
So Kyle McCord 16, go see if he has you blocked. What if he blocked you after
or
this?
Just an apology.
I want to see if Kyle McCord blocked you.
What if I got like a care package to intern Dom and he went over and gave it to him? My condolences. Sorry for ruining your football career. No, he doesn't. He hasn't blocked me.
Okay, I wanted to see because like if he did see it, he could have felt like I just got to get away from this.
No, he's got the Kenny Pickett style Twitter account though, where it's just like retweeting.
It's boring, you know, is what you're saying.
Syracuse football
and things like that. Do the Instagram.
Is that what it is now?
The gram.
My wife uses TikTok a shocking amount. Like when she sends me, and my wife's a little younger than me, so she's in her 30s. Like when she sends me a social media post, it is 9 times out of 10 a TikTok video.
And you send her MySpace back?
No, I don't send anything because I don't like every time I.
He writes her a letter.
I get my quill and my inkwell out and I dip, you know. But no, every time I send her some, she goes, "That wasn't funny," and so I don't even bother anymore. What's the point?
I can't open that because that's from something from 20 years ago. I get that a lot.
Mark, I was under the impression, just based on some of the back and forth you had with Doran on social media, that you weren't even really keen on the Cooper Cup idea to begin with.
Well, like I said, I think they need something. I think obviously they need something. I thought he was their best possibility of going out there and making a splash right now. I probably changed my mind after thinking about it a while, but I wouldn't give up a second round pick. I think if it would have went down, regardless of reports coming out, I don't think anybody's given up a second round pick for him. So if you can get a third rounder, or you get a third rounder and maybe swap, get a sixth in return for that, I would be more for that, because there's not many opportunities you're going to get that you're 5-2, possibly be 6-2 and have a shot of really winning the division, potentially going into the playoffs and winning a playoff game than right now. So why are we worried about what happens next year? And that's the same thought I had with Justin Fields. Why do we care what Justin Fields does next year and the year after that? I don't really care. Win right now type of situation. And if Cooper Kupp was that guy, I would have went out and got him. I think he would have made the team better. But you do have to consider that, second round pick is pretty significant.
Speaking of quarterbacks and bold predictions or people, carrying the torch for a quarterback.
Why, someone just found another bad one for me?
We haven't actually formally given Mark his flowers. He was pro Russell Wilson this whole time.
And I wasn't, so another thing I got wrong.
We were both giving you the business. You were going after Ryan Clark, saying, Ryan, it's
it was six passes.
I know.
What happened with Ryan Clark?
When Russ had three very ugly series in a row, he said, how stagnant does this passing game have to look before you consider whether or not you make a change and that this was a mistake? And Mark responded to Ryan and said, Ryan, it's been six passes.
One was dropped.
Did Ryan come back to you afterwards and say you were right?
I talked to Ryan a lot. I like Ryan a lot, so he knows it wasn't anything intent.
So anyway.
But I was right.
I do want to bring this up, not just to give you your props, because we're a fair show. If you're wrong, we're going to bury you. But if you're right, we try to make sure
typically
we give you...
Typically, you bury me regardless. But
no, but I'm trying to give you your flowers here. You were right. We were wrong. It's the old Happy Gilmore
bit. It is only one game now, so let's put this
in
perspective.
I have a real question hidden in here, and that's this. Obviously, the passing game looks different with Wilson. They're letting him check at the line more, so they're getting into different plays. He's rolling out more. His play action is objectively a much better sell of the fake than Fields, and he's better off of it, okay? So knowing now what their offense has looked like just this past game and how it might look different moving forward, what kind of receiver, what are the skills that a receiver they could trade for would need to have to maybe fit better in a Russell Wilson offense than if you were at least asking this in good faith beforehand in a Justin Fields offense?
I think maybe that's why they are at least saying they're okay with Van Jefferson, because Van Jefferson's history of his last 3 or 4 years, or ever since he's been in the league, is he was more of a deep ball guy up until maybe last year. I don't think he was injured sometimes. So I think it's what you said. I mean, run the ball, play action, take those deep shots. If you want to call it the Flacco offense or whatever you want to call it.
I don't care. Flacco offense works.
I mean, you get big chunks on single coverage, and you think you're going to be able to do that. So I would say more people down the field that brings – I mean, everybody's poo-pooing, okay, they have nobody to go get wide receiver-wise. I know a guy that can go down the field pretty good and go up and get a ball, and it's Mike Williams, at least before he got here, at least sometimes in San Diego.
He caught a ball over the middle on fourth down two and immediately got taken out of the game on Sunday.
Yeah, so if you're looking at one guy that's still out there that would probably interest him, that would probably fit, I would still think Mike Williams would be that guy.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. Mark Cabali in studio with us for an hour. Later this hour, we have our PM Team Friday draft. Best candy with Halloween coming up. But first, a headline from Seth.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.